Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, still in quarantine.
It'll never end is what I've decided.
Are we doing this forever? I'll never see you again, Meredith.
I'm just going to move to Mars and, like, we'll figure out the recording later.
Well, we're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network, tons of other podcasts. Check them out. Like we always talk about, we watch The Challenge every week. So go check out that podcast specifically because that's our favorite. Besides this one, of course. This is our favorite podcast.
Oh, man.
So be sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave ratings and reviews. We prefer 5 stars, although Meredith, we got a new review. Did you see it?
It was so mean.
Okay.
So hard. No offense to the person who wrote it, because like I am
Ginger Triple Six.
But I saw it and I was like kind of speechless, but just like what?
I know it wasn't even like clever. It was just like coming.
I felt
a cat.
No words, because listen, we've been very receptive to the 1 stars or constructive criticism, I say we've got. This one was interesting because I felt personally attacked.
Well, I have it up. Are we ready to share it?
Yeah, just share it. Let's get it over
so,
with.
It's a 1 star from Ginger666, and it is titled Boring. And it says, they love Dana, which you spelled Dana wrong. We know what you meant, Ginger, but damn. So, they love Dana, the most unfunny, boring, stiff character. They have no insights about the show. Which, we watched the show for like 8 years. How do we not have insight?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's not like we're doing research out here at the Wild Zoo, but like, who has time for that? We're just giving our opinions here.
Yeah, and we know enough where we're aware of the dating history and what each person is like. And sorry that we like Dana, but you must be a Jack supporter, which, whatever.
Yeah, you must be a Jack. Maybe it is Jack.
He calls himself Ginger on the side.
But hey, if I've truly never been called boring in my life, but
yeah, really
for everything.
Well, if Ginger wanted to share her insights with us, she should have joined our Facebook group, which is the
yes.
same name as our podcast, because both of us posted in there this week about any opinions. I even, like, called people out. I was like, I loved this episode, and if you didn't, you're wrong, unless you tell us your opinion otherwise.
So, I want your opinion, because I think Alicia is wrong.
We will discuss. But
we will discuss for sure.
Yeah, no one responded. So, whatever, guys.
You guys even got an extra day because Alicia's a boring accountant and needed to close the month.
I know. It was so stressful. Well, now we're here. I was so happy to watch this episode. Like I said, I absolutely loved it.
I'm the opposite. I mean, I didn't hate it per se. But I just was disappointed, I'll say.
Oh, my gosh, really? I was, like, laughing out loud. I was, like, so into it. I have so many fun notes.
I definitely thought some moments were funny, but, like, I felt like the proposal was just thrown in there. Like, okay, fine, here you go. It's finally here. And then the softball game, I felt like we didn't get enough, like, great, like, I just felt like it was super choppy and just like, all right, here. Like, I don't know. And my favorite part was honestly when Jackson Brittany went to see Kristen.
What? That was,
that was the juiciest
part.
That was the juiciest thing we got. Like, I mean, yeah, we knew the, like, proposal was coming, but I was like, I felt like it was over in 5 seconds, and then yeah, and I was disappointed at the beginning that, like, everything was just fine with Bo and Stassi. Like, I needed some in-between, to be honest.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to the juice. I was all in it for the fun that I had watching this
episode.
Yeah,
but, like, that could have been just, like, something like half of these moments just could have been like a quick, like 5 minute YouTube clip, in my opinion.
I loved it. So for the first time, we disagree, but I'm in it to win this episode.
Okay.
I was going to say this was the best episode of the season.
No.
I like went that far.
Oh, no. I love the last, I think, the last three, like, this one's fine. I just feel like there are terrible episodes, such as all the Jack and Brittany wedding moments. There are ones that move the plot along. Like, this didn't move any plot along. It was just, like, kind of dumb. I don't know. I just felt like it was kind of dumb stuff overall. I mean, not that Stassi's, like, proposal is dumb, but, like, there's no drama. There's no interest. Like, we already knew it was going to happen. Like, they've already shown us the good parts of that.
Oh, see, I think I needed that. After my stressful week at work, it was just nice to, like, have some fun with my quarantine friends, which is everyone I watch on TV. No joke. I told you I've been watching Dawson's Creek, and I had a dream about Dawson's Creek maybe, like, last week. And I talked to my friend that I'm watching it with, and I was like, oh, my God, I just dreamt that, like, I was hanging out with the Dawson Creek cast, and it was awesome. And he's like, oh, my God, I had that same dream a few days ago. So these are our quarantine friends. And I was like, oh, I love them.
Well, have you heard that people are having more vivid dreams because we don't have as much social interaction? So your mind is more creative, like, and, like, dreams up these moments because we're not having, like, an interaction in real life anymore. So it's like you have to have it in your dreams now.
Oh, my God, well, that's me because – whenever I go watch Dawson's Creek, I tell my parents, like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends now. Because it feels good to say
it.
That.
I used to, I've watched Lost multiple times, but my freshman year of college, I watched it, and I used to tell my like my roommate, I'd be like, I'm going to the island, and she'd be like, okay, I'm fine.
You weirdo.
It meant leave me the hell alone. I'm very focused.
That's awesome. Yeah, so should we get into VPR?
Yes, I can't wait to discuss this because I am ready for a healthy argument.
Oh, I'm so excited. So, previously on Vanderpump Rules, we know Bo is proposing to Stassi. We are going to get a Sir vs. Tom softball game. Dana and Brett are together, and Max, like, isn't happy, but it really doesn't matter. Bo and Kristen establish that they are still friends, but Stassi doesn't want that, so she blows up. And there's this big argument, and she leaves. But she's getting engaged the next day, and she doesn't know.
I literally was expecting it to just pick up right back in there. I mean, it did, but, like, not enough.
No, okay, I did want to see, like, how they made up. Because, like, did Stassi sleep at her apartment last night? Did Bo just go there?
It didn't look like she spent the night. Like, it kind of looked like she... I thought for a minute she spent the night at KB's.
I have a feeling that her and Bo just kind of, like, figured it out last night, and they both fell asleep, and then Stassi woke up early and went to go buy mac and cheese.
Yeah, that's probably it. But I needed I was so excited for something really juicy.
But maybe nothing. Stassi's growing up. She doesn't scream at people. She's trying to shut down her dark passenger.
I know.
The insights we have on the show that Ginger just doesn't realize.
That's true. We've got nothing. I think I was just expecting something really great off the bat, and it probably set me up to just hate this episode.
Wow. So, Bo's at Stassi's apartment. Stassi walks in, looking like a hot mess, but still fabulous, and she apologizes to Bo.
This was a great apology. I was actually really, minus the, like, drama I wanted. I love this. She was like, I shouldn't have been mad at you. I misdirected my anger. And I was like, wow. And, like, Lala and Katie had to step in, obviously, first to so that she was being an asshole, which typically when they do this, like, remember on, like, Stassi's birthday and stuff, typically, like, old Stassi would, like, blow up at them and, like, walk away then. So Stassi has really matured.
I think it's because she really doesn't want to screw things up with Bo. Like, with Patrick, when she was, like, being yelled at by Katie and Kristen, she, like, threw a big fit, and I think it's because she didn't really care about fucking Patrick, but now she's like, no, you're right, I love Bo.
She like just she wanted to be right rather than like
yeah.
make things good. Like,
and now she just wants to be loved.
Yeah. She doesn't want to be like in a bad spot with Bo, so it's like it's easier, I'm sure, to say like, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up, like, can we just be good?
Yeah. So she brings mac and cheese as an apology, and she has different I love how she was like, what kind of style mac and cheese do you want me to make? And I was like, oh, I want to be in love so much that I have to make different styles of mac and cheese.
Well, I love
it's
it. She
so
thought
cute.
About the whole, like, I'm sorry bag of stuff. Like, she, I don't know if it was, like, a coffee or some type of drink, and then those two mac and cheese boxes. I was like, this, like, it's not like she needed to buy, like, a $500 thing. It was like, I know you, and I love you, and I know this will make you happy. Like, you love this stuff, so I'm going to make your day. Like, I'm sorry.
So cute.
Here's some awesome stuff.
And
what
Bo's
I was
just like, I don't even think Bo, like, needed an apology. He's just so nervous about this proposal.
I know. He just, like,
he's
didn't
like,
want... Well, that's why you know they love each other. Is he's like, I don't want her mad at me. And she's like, I don't want, like, him to be mad at me. Like, they just both, neither of them want to be mad with the other. And Bo especially, because he knows what's about to come.
Oh, it's so cute. But, so, they're going mausoleum shopping, which we know is the cover-up for the proposal. But Stassi's just, like, really excited. And Bo goes, yeah, I'm excited. It'll be silly.
Yeah.
Stassi's like, it's not silly. This is real.
Yeah, and she's like, are you still going to come with me? And he's, like, trying to keep a straight face, like, yeah, I mean, I guess.
She's like, I thought you weren't going to come with me, and I was really nervous, and that's why I brought you the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And in his head, he's like, of course I'm going to go. I'm freaking proposing.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I
so cute.
So plus, side note, I learned how to spell mausoleum because I had to type it so many times.
Oh, my God, I just wrote it awfully. Just, oh, I'm glad no one sees these notes. So, then we go to Sir, and we have my first Peter sighting.
Oh, I almost wrote his name in big caps, but he
Peter
is all
alarm.
Over this episode.
I know, except, you know where he's not invited
to
the
proposal?
Engagement party.
Yeah. Yeah, but come on, that's her ex-boyfriend.
So is Jack.
Okay, come on. Seriously, you can't...
Peter and Stassi are way on better terms than Jax and Stassi have ever or will ever be.
Yeah, but you know that Jax is just Britney's plus one.
Oh, just invite Peter.
Peter doesn't but, have somebody to, like, be plus one.
You know what? Peter was underused in this episode and underappreciated. You want to know why? Because Danica goes by all these socks for the softball game, but she doesn't get Peter a pair because, like, I didn't know if you were playing. Peter is forever a manager at Sir. Why wouldn't he fucking play, Danica?
Well, what's weird is Tom and Tom are the co-captains for Tom Tom, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Danica's co-captain is Brett.
Yeah,
and
not Peter.
Be the co-captain.
And also, it's not threesome Brett. It's normal Dana Brett.
Yeah.
Which I was also, like, looking out for, but we find that out later because I didn't see threesome Brett at all.
Yeah. Also, did you notice, oh, shoot, they call Brett something, like, they in the group call Brett, Dana's Brett, like, something specific. I forget what it was, but, like, I caught it at one point.
Ooh, really?
And I was like, oh, that's how they distinguish it? Yeah, it was so weird.
Everyone has their own way.
It's weird that Brett, the co-captain, Brett, is the co-captain because what does he do at Sir that makes him worthy of a co- like, him and Danica aren't besties.
I don't know. Last I checked, Captain Brett was learning how to bartend from Threesome Brett. Because it sounds like Threesome Brett is higher in ranks. I don't even know, but Peter should have been a captain, but also Peter would never clean a bathroom, so
he doesn't deserve that. Maybe he declined the role.
Yeah, but Peter's not too hurt about not getting socks, or he hides it well. We all know Peter's sensitive, so he was probably kind of hurt. But he's going to go pick them up at the sex store that Danica bought it from because he needs sex toys anyway.
Perfect.
Well, Peter's getting laid.
I hope he is. He deserves it.
Probably by Lisa, but now she's replaced him with Brett. So
yeah, come on. She has a new phone.
No. So then we go to Tom and Ariana's house, And Tom is so excited about vacuuming. How do you not love this?
Oh my God. Guys with the vacuums crack me up.
Like, of course it's Tom Sandoval who just loves to vacuum. And Ariana's like, okay, weirdo.
Schwartz comes over.
Yeah, love it.
And James is supposed to follow soon because they're going to talk about and practice for the TomTom softball game.
Oh, my God. James walks in and he's like, we don't even play baseball here. I don't even know what's happening. But he's so – he acts like he's so good. Like, he's got it.
I know. So, he's like –
he's so British.
He's like you just got to be – he always seems like if you're just confident, it's going to it's gonna be fine. I feel like that's James' thing. He's just like, yeah. I've got it. It'll be fine.
Well, he's playing against Raquel, too.
I love that. And he's so excited.
Cute.
He's like, this will be so fun.
I know. And him playing baseball in the backyard, so him and the Toms are, like, throwing the ball around, he is cracking me up. He's just so funny trying to catch the ball, and then he misses, and then he's like, hey, by the way, I'm, like, 28 days sober, and everyone's like, cool, catch the softball.
I think it's cute how much he meant, like, the updates we get on his sobriety, because I think he's so proud of it that he, like, loves to tell people, like, he's still on track, and, like, he wants to, like, reassure people that, like, I'm sure everybody thought he would, like, fall off the wagon. And so I think he's, like, really proud to tell them, like, I'm still doing great. Like, I've done 3 shows sober. And I was like, wow, that would be the hardest thing, I think, to do is to be only 21 days sober and be working in, like, nightclubs and stuff. But Sandoval says he definitely sees that James is a way better version of himself, which I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think James is just naturally that type of person who loves, like, positive affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sober now and getting tons of it, and he's like, yeah, this is totally my thing, you know?
Yeah, I think he's, like, definitely realizing not only does he feel better, but everybody else is, like, having a more positive relationship with him, too. Like, he is getting that positive affirmation, but a lot of people are commenting, like, in a sense, behind the scenes, how great he is and how enjoyable he is. So I think this is only going to get better. But did you notice that Ariana said she's playing for Tom Tom and not Sir?
Yes. It's split. Also, Ariana and Tom do have some furniture now. They have a couch or two.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Yes. Yes.
I was very happy.
I think that's the couch that Jack said he would not sit on it because it had cat hair or dog hair on it.
Barf.
The worst.
So then we go mausoleum shopping.
Whoop, whoop.
This is so fun. My family and I have taken trips to a cemetery to look at mausoleums before. No
Shut
joke.
Up.
We
oh
don't shop.
God.
Like, we don't actually have, like, it looks like Stassi and Bo had, like, a list. And
they had, like, a map. Yeah, they had, like, a map of, like, where everything was.
No, we usually are trying to find, like, one time we went looking for Al Capone's grave, which is in Westchester, Illinois, which is where my dad grew up. Side notes. But, so we went looking, and then my dad was like, we can't find it, but you guys want to go look at all the mausoleums? And we were like, yeah.
So you're just browsing. You're just, like, looking, not for your own. Whereas Stassi like, she was, like, comparing them.
Yeah, no, she really wants one.
Yeah.
She's a cemetery. Looking. Did you notice that? I've been to some cemeteries, and this was a really nice one.
Oh, this was fancy. I've been to a few cemeteries, but this was insane. Even the mausoleum parts were, like, fancier than I've ever seen.
Yeah, and that giant pond that they had with, like, the fountain going. This is
a really
nice place.
The
to
grass
be
was so green. It was, that was insane.
But so Stassi wants to buy this mausoleum to ensure that Bo will dedicate a lifetime and after lifetime to her.
Beautiful. I love it. I love that. Like, she's like, you know, if I do this, he's definitely going to have to propose because he's with me during, like, present and after. Like,
I just love how she's like, this is the perfect way to make sure that Bo's going to stay committed to me. And I'm like, most people buy a house together, but these two are like, we should buy a mausoleum because then it's like, we need to be together when we die.
Well, yeah, and like, Stassi actually, like, says it to him, too.
I know.
It. She was like, this is great. Like, if I go, like, you can just live your single life until you're ready to come, like, until you're next to me. And he's just like, single.
I know. If Sassy ever, like, just combusts one day just without and, like, disappears, Bo will never be allowed to move on. She will haunt him until the day he dies.
Oh, yeah. It's like, when you're waiting to go to heaven, hell, or maybe purgatory, maybe there's a form you fill out and it's like, would you like to be a ghost? And Sassy's is already pre-checked. It's like,
hell yeah. If my husband's still alive, or if Bo is still alive, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just made me think, you know, in all the movies, how, like, someone's spouse dies and they're like, oh, she or he would want you to move on. And here it's like, Sassy's like, absolutely not. You will be alone forever if I'm not here.
Yeah.
I love it. I love
not
it.
Not hiding it.
So Bo's like super nervous because his friend Rob is supposed to do a ring drop at the certain location that Bo has specified, a bench by the pond. but Bo can't see Rob, but can Sassy see Rob? And he has like no idea if the ring is there yet.
This if it was stolen.
I
was stressed out. I didn't even think about the logistics behind it. I just kind of assumed
he would have the ring on him.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I knew his plan was that he would find it on the ground. But
yeah, I don't know.
I was like, so like plant it. I don't know. I didn't know that. I didn't think about the logistics. But when he was describing this, I was like, this sounds nightmarish. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine if your like engagement ring got stolen, because between the time that he planted it and you guys got over there, it's gone.
Oh, I was more ready for
bench.
I was more ready for Sassy to be like, hey, isn't that Rob? Like, I was ready for her to see him, and I was like, oh my effing god,
yeah.
Rob's gonna ruin it. I don't know, if I ever have to propose to someone, I'm gonna make sure the ring is just on me at all times, so
well,
I know it's like it's okay.
I agree. It goes beautifully. I love the way this happened, and I love the little box thingy it was in, because it looked natural. Like,
like it would be in a cemetery.
Yeah, like, Sassy's like,
she's
oh,
like, you summon? Is that how you summon the dead? And I was like, what?
No, I think she was saying, because back in the, like, olden days, they used to be fearful that they would bury people alive, so there used to be a bell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I think she thought it was that, and I was like, oh, that's genius. Like, she has no idea this is coming. And so he like kneels down and like, I don't think I should touch this.
Oh my god, it was so cute. I was like seriously so fucking happy during this whole part. Sassy got her ring. She was so happy. She was shaking when she like the camera hit her hand. She was like shaking.
I know.
So
I
excited.
Think cool, because I feel like it'd be hard to propose on camera, because I'm sure at some point, Sassy starts thinking something's up, but I feel like this was the exact perfect moment, because, yeah, this is, like, Sassy's thing, but it's not like Sassy was like, oh, he's going to propose to me while I'm shopping, and then the cameras are there, so they capture the moment.
Oh, I know.
It's not like he, like, since it wasn't in his pocket, she didn't see me. Like, there was nothing tipping her off until, and even him bending down, in a sense, being on one knee, wasn't weird because he was reaching for something. Like, it just all built up to the perfect moment.
It was so cute. And then I love how dorky they are. Like, Bo says his cute little, I love you, blah, blah, blah. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And Sassy, like, grabs the ring, and Bo's like, wait, I think I'm supposed to put this on you. And she goes, wait, I need to say yes first. And they're, like, staring at each other, and she's like, yes! And he's like, okay, and they're so dorky. And then Sassy goes, I thought you weren't proposing to me this year. And he goes, I was trying to surprise you.
Oh,
it was so cute. And I love flashbacks. We got a flashback to all of Sassy and Bo's issues, my favorite one being Bo, like, crying, going, you dick-punched my heart.
Oh, man. Well, even better than this proposal is the after party is at Lisa's house. What a fucking dream.
Oh, my God, I know. So Bo tells Sassy where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Which you can't really keep that part a secret, so it didn't shock me that. Because, like, when you just drive up to Lisa's, what else would that mean?
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure there's, like, a big, long driveway, and they don't go over to, like, that area very often. So yeah. There's one reason. But so at Villa Rosa, Katie and Lalo, so excited for their friend Stassi, especially when Stassi called Katie and Katie like screams and then Schwartz is like screaming. So cute.
Oh my God.
But so they walk into Villa Rosa, and did you notice that like Katie and Lala both say hi to Ken, and Ken like doesn't hug them?
Yeah.
You know, like he was just like goodbye.
I know. I feel like it. Ken had always just like there and silent, and he doesn't have a relationship with any of them.
It's no, just, but he like, sees this... Lala's butt, so yeah. I guess they're at third base now.
Yeah. Oh man.
Also, we get a flash to Lala naked in Lisa's pool a few years ago, and I don't remember this.
I don't either. I was so confused by this because I know I don't always remember everything, but...
When was Lala naked? I mean, like, always, but not in Lisa's pool in front of Ken.
No. I don't... Because she wasn't really there for the big photo shoots everybody did. You know, like, it wasn't, like, up that moment.
Yeah, I have no idea. But they show Lisa the cute engagement photo, which we all love. It was on both Stassi and Bo's Instagram.
I know.
My favorite photo. And then we get, like, this montage of everyone at Sir finding out that Stassi and Bo got engaged. Peter's, like, so happy for them, even though he's left out of everything because he's an ex. Even though
he's working.
Probably
he's busy.
He is Stassi's best ex. I, like, don't understand. But... So they tell Lisa the Kristen drama.
Yeah.
And Lisa kind of feels bad for Kristen, which is unheard of.
I know. I kind of do feel bad for Kristen.
I feel so bad for Kristen.
Just because of the, like, large scope of it all. Like, their friendship problems are still, in my eyes, very recent. So, like, if this is just a bump in the road, like, this just makes it worse and probably is making this not a bump in the road anymore. You know, like, now Kristen's mad at them in a way.
No, yeah, definitely agree. But it is such a, like, a big thing. And then Lisa mentions that Kristen missed both her best friend's engagements, which I was like, oh, my God, I forgot that Kristen and Stassi missed Katie's engagement.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, at the restaurant, the worst engagement ever. Sorry, Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, because was that when they were in the fight because Stassi was mad that they were friends with, was it Sheena? Like, was that the fight?
Yeah, that was when Kristen wasn't friends with anyone because previously she had slept with Jack.
Yeah.
And then Katie and Stassi stayed friends, but then Katie kind of became friends with Sheena just to, like, work out issues she had with Tom, and Tom was hanging out with that group, so Katie wanted to. And then Stassi called Katie a traitor and then went to live with Patrick or something.
Yeah,
New York So then we go to Kristen's house really quick, where she only has her dogs yet again. And she's upset.
Like a pasta moment.
Oh, I'm so sad. But Kristen didn't know that, like, even Stassi was getting engaged.
Like, I think that's the most heartbreaking part. And I kind of, like, I don't know how to facilitate that, but I feel like it kind of should have been Katie's responsibility maybe to, like, let her in on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, this is a situation I've never been in, and I never want to be in.
No, not at all, because if this was, like, a private moment, like, if just the engagement happened, and then maybe, like, Katie and Schwartz, like, were there with her, obviously, like, it's not as big of a deal that, like, Kristen's not invited, but this is, like, a big moment. Lisa's having a party. They just had Vegas where, like, she wasn't invited to the second wedding. You know, like, it's all just, like, building up. So, like,
and
I
Kristen
kind of feel
set horrible. Them up. Like, this is Kristen's doing.
You could say, like, technically, like, she's still friends with half of the couple. So, like,
I don't know.
That should warrant being invited somewhat.
But Lala calls Kristen to kind of ask if, like, she's okay, which this was, like, the most pointless phone call ever in history. Nothing got solved. Kristen just basically said, like, she's not okay. And then Lala was like, well, you kind of did this. And Kristen was like, well, I'm going to hang up then.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the end of it.
I don't know why Lala did this.
Should have not. She should not have. Whatever.
No.
So Stassi's in the car on the way to her engagement party,
Woo!
And she calls her dad, Mr. Schroeder is so happy. They get the text from Carter.
Yes.
That's what happened here.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
what's
God.
Important about this car ride?
Oh. I, like, forgot when that text happened because it was, this is so dumb. This is.
So remember how we thought it was Jax?
Yeah.
Thank God it's not.
Okay. I was appalled when it was Jax because it's like, okay, you really have no, like, you have no place. I kind of understand why Carter did this, but, like, tomorrow, if he did it the next day or even that night, I would get it.
Yeah, this
but, like,
is ridiculous.
Work just got out in a sense. Like, it's not, like, it's been, like, 45 minutes and, like, Carter's already rage texting.
I have the text.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So, Carter texts Bo, like, 30 seconds after the engagement, basically, and says, don't forget to thank Kristen for hooking you guys up. She made it happen, and now you and Stassi treat her like shit. That's some cold-blooded shit right there. And Stassi immediately does what I would have done, where she goes, send it to me. Screenshot it, send it to me. And so she's basically like, fuck this. This is why I don't want these people. Like, the happiest day of my life, and you're going to rage text my fiancé?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I agree. It's just such a frustrating moment because everybody has a right to be upset, but, like, you ruining, like, their day is so much worse than them just not inviting you when there is reason to not invite you. And then you're just going to cause chaos for just, like, not no reason, but how selfish
wrong day.
Just, yeah. And, like, I totally get sending that. I mean, that text, it was, had no point to it, basically, because it's like they're denying Kristen set them up. Bo is still trying to maintain somewhat of a distant friendship with, like, Kristen, which I think is very good. Like, she should be happy that, like, he is, like, standing strong in their friendship. But it's not like Kristen just deserves to be there since she introduced them. Like, that's just not how life works sometimes. Like, you can have a falling out and not invite them. Like, that is possible, but it's not like they're
Yeah, I don't know. But let's go to the engagement party.
This is adorable. I thought this was the best part of, like, just
so cute. So Stassi's dad and his fiance are there, along with Stassi's mom, which I was like, I wonder if it's awkward. I just want to know, but whatever.
Yeah.
And Stassi's two brothers, one of which is named Hunter that I had no idea existed.
Never seen in my life.
And the other one is Nikolai, who we
love
met
him.
In season one because he is the child of wisdom.
We've seen him multiple times because...
Yeah.
Remember when he had that whole talk with Jax?
Yeah, he had, like, the talk with Jax. And then he had another moment, too. He appears, but we love Nikolai.
He's great.
So, Tom Schwartz, to get everyone to come to Lisa's, because he knew about the proposal, but he didn't want to, you know, spill the beans.
Spill the beans,
he tells
yep.
everyone that there's going to be a 7-course meal at Lisa's tonight. And so Ariana didn't eat all day, and all these people were looking so forward to this meal, and they get there, and Tom Schwartz is like, yeah, sorry,
just
I don't know why I came up with this lie, but you guys will starve.
I know, Listen, not much thought goes into it.
I'd be so fucking mad. But whatever. So, Stassi and Bo show up, and Meredith, again, the cuteness of Stassi and Bo. They start walking towards the door, and they're like, should we hold hands?
Yeah.
And Bo's like, I don't know, should we?
They like,
so
because Stassi hasn't had time to think about this, because she didn't think a proposal was coming. She doesn't know what to do, and then she walks in and is like, moving her hand in the air for, like, Lisa to look at the ring, but in such an awkward way.
It's so cute. And then her family jumps out to surprise her, and she starts crying.
So many surprises, so many happy tears. It was great.
It was so cute. And Stassi's in her ghost outfit, which I didn't know what this was. So a ghost outfit is your favorite, like, dress or outfit that you're going to wear as a ghost. And
I thought this was
Stassi
brilliant.
Was nice. Oh my
yeah.
God, this was the
well,
best.
When Katie first said her ghost outfit, because they were looking at mausoleums, I thought she.
I thought
meant,
it was a ghost. Yeah.
No, I
like
just
a
thought
mausoleum
she meant like.
Hunting.
Yeah, like I love ghosts. This is what I would want to wear, and I was like, that's weird that she had an outfit in mind. But maybe she was just trying to say, like, look nice, you're going to go see Mausoleum, you know?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
when Katie explained it, I was like, oh, my God, I love Stassi's ghost outfit. Like, that's a good ghost outfit.
I need to get that started so when my friends start getting engaged and I know about it, it won't be weird when I start saying ghost outfit to them.
Yeah, but
like, you know
gonna,
how
like trigger that they will know they're getting engaged?
No. But my friends will always text me and be like, what are you wearing? And now I can be like, oh, like a ghost outfit. Like, or now if people are like, you look nice, I'll be like, thanks, it's my ghost outfit. Like, this is what I'm going to wear as a ghost.
This is in the running to be my ghost outfit.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, and then I'll explain it. And then when my friends go mausoleum shopping to get engaged, I can be like, hey, you should wear your ghost outfit. I think that'd be fun to find where you're going to die.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get it's perfect.
Good idea. Good idea.
So he sent Katie this picture, and I have to talk about it. And it was how he hid the ring from Stassi for whoever knows how long. He hid it behind foot powder. So Stassi must have really great naturally smelling feet because it doesn't look like she looked behind this foot powder.
She doesn't use it. And also, it's not like there was like a box behind it. It was just the ring.
Just the
naked ring.
So funny.
No box. I'm like, oh my God, if this is like near a drain, I would sob if I was like stopped. I'd be like,
also,
oh my God, you are never hiding our children's Christmas presents.
At least Beau had, like, three different rings because he got them all from a family heirloom.
That is true. Man, I wonder if I can borrow one of those.
Yeah, really? Can I have the other one?
Yeah.
But, so we get Jack for a second, and he makes a comment to Beau, welcome to the club, Bart.
Oh, God. This is...
Sorry, I had to
and
say
then Sandoval just being like, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, wait, I'm not in this club.
Oh,
I can't say
that. I know. So they start the whole party. Lisa's serving Stassi. It's really Stassi's best day of her life.
I know. She's like, get off the Instagram. Get off the Instagram.
And then Brittany fucking is like, I don't know. Like, my party at my apartment was really fun, but I would have rather come to Lisa's. I'm like, you can shut the fuck up. We already spent half a season on you. I don't want to hear
I know. Of course it has to come back to them. And I'm like, Brittany, we don't give a shit. Like, yeah, like, clearly Lisa doesn't love you enough. It's not about Jack. It's about you two. And she's obsessed with Stassi. Let them have their thing.
Yeah. Goodbye. So there's this empty seat. Crack me up. It was supposed to be Kristen's seat. And Ariana's sitting next to it. And she does this whole bit about how the ghost of Kristen is, like, haunting the seat. And then whoever edited it, Kristen, like... Like,
I know.
There making weird comments is a genius.
I know. It's like, I have small eardrums. And I was like, wow, we didn't even have to miss her. Like,
what'd you say? I have small eardrums. Guys, hey, I'm here.
She's
so
weird.
Funny. I can't believe we actually had those, like, on video to put back in. It was amazing.
I know. It was from that dinner in, like, Mexico or whatever. I'm like, oh, God, not this again. I hated that dinner.
Oh, I know. So then they hear about the text that Carter sent Beau, and Jack gets, like, super annoyed, and he's like,
I'm going to check Carter at Jax's, like, need to, like, step in, because usually, like, Jax is just the worst. And then they're like, no, don't respond. Like, we don't want to get involved with this today. And it's like, of course, Jax has to then go absolutely the worst and, like, start texting him back.
Well, I love Beau, like... So I was like, don't deal with it. And Stassi behind him is like, do it. And I was like, of course, Stassi. But she's not going to admit that she's like, doesn't want to do anything. So if Jax is going to start the fight, like, whatever. We don't care about him.
Well, it's such a weird fight for Jax to, like, start
with Carter. Yeah, I think Jax just, like, wants to fight with someone, and he doesn't really like Carter, and he needs airtime, so.
I was about to say, he needs to stay relevant, so he's got to be involved.
So Sheena's flirting with Nikolai. This was gross. This was so gross.
So weird. But
you have a girlfriend?
Enjoyed it.
Oh my God, you're so tall. You're going to be so cute in high school.
I know. She's like, you're almost as tall as like I am. Like, this is crazy. And I'm like,
and I'm wearing heels.
Poor Nikolai, like, having this next to Sheena for this entire, like,
lunch and dinner thingy. I don't even know what time it is.
It was so gross. And then she does, like, a interview where she's like, the youngest I would date is 21. And I was like,
oh,
ew,
God.
Are we considering horrible, dating Nikolai?
Yeah. Nope.
Oh. So, Bo sings into the mountains that he's engaged, Meredith, and I fucking lost my mind. It was so cute.
This moment of them together when the sun's, like, setting, I was like, this is perfect.
Oh,
like, they finally get alone time, like, after celebrating with their friends, and they're just, like, talking about their future, and, like, Sassy getting to be Sassy and being the happiest girl in the world. I'm like, I love them. I love them.
I want them to adopt me. This is so cute. whatever. I guess we'll leave it for right now. Sad.
But it's okay, because we go to Sir and Jeremy there. We never see Jeremy anymore.
Who's Jeremy?
Ariana's brother.
Oh, that's right. I didn't see him. I was too busy because there was another Peter sighting.
I know. I thought about it. I was like, oh, I'll just be like, there's a Jeremy sighting.
the fallen stars.
So we go to the back of Sarah, which I'm excited about, and Charlie's talking about how she just recently tried pasta
from
Olive Garden. No wonder she hates spaghetti.
Well, she was like, oh, I've never had, because they're, like, talking about ordering food, and she's like, oh, I haven't had any, and David's like, don't start, because, like, obviously it's so good. So you, the first time you tried pasta, you're not going to get it from Sir, an amazing restaurant. You're going to go to the Olive Garden. No hate on the Olive Garden, but compared to Sir.
I was like, no wonder you fucking hate pasta. You ate from the Olive. Like,
she's trash.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love the unlimited breadsticks and salad.
Yeah.
I eat it all the time. Well, I did in college. But, no. Over Charlie. But everyone gets dismissed. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah.
And Brett and Dana talk. And this is pretty basic. I didn't really get anything from this conversation besides the fact that Brett hugs like a man and Max hugs Dana and she's afraid she's going to break his arm.
That was solid. I thought it was weird,
also,
but she was like, I wish I met you before Max. And it's like, what? Who cares what order you met them in? It doesn't seem like Dana's truly like hung up on Max. So, what are we doing here? Like, just move on and be with Brett. Who cares about the little boy named Max?
Max sounds like such a jack, doesn't he? He's just such a jack. I can't believe we liked him earlier. I mean, he's like fine, but he's just like ugh at this point.
I think he's great. He has great stuff. Except for the girl stuff. Like, things with the girls are just annoying. But, like, his hanging out with the Toms is, like, pretty fun.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He's, like, I'm indifferent to him now.
Yeah.
But Stassi's apartment, Stassi and Bo wake up, and Stassi immediately becomes her bride demon.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's a terrorist.
She's telling Bo all of her ideas, and they're going to do intimate, small, romantic wedding in Italy, which is now canceled because of the romance.
I know. I felt so sad that whenever she was, like, immediately describing everything, I was like, oh, it's going to be canceled.
I know. And then Stassi, like, starts talking about the power the ring gives her. And she's, like, flashy, and she's like, I become a whole new person with this ring. I could do anything.
I loved her interview because she's like, it's like, I'm not just super tired, and it just like took over my whole body. Like, I can have 25 bridesmaids if I want to, and 7 dresses. Like, I can do whatever I want.
And then we go to Kristen's house where, Jess and Brittany are here, and Jess is gonna cut her grass.
I thought this was so weird. Jess is like, I love cutting grass. I cut grass with my dad ever since my dad taught me. I cut my grass. I cut my neighbor's grass. I cut people's grass I don't even know. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Who gives a shit? I think it's very kind of you to come over and cut Kristen's grass because she has no clue how to use a lawnmower. But why do we have to go so in-depth about your love of cutting grass?
And then he's like, Kristen has this kind of grass, which isn't great for California. I'm from the Midwest. We just know about grass, and I was like, I know nothing about grass.
I mean, I know how to cut grass, but, like, I don't care if I crab something weed grass. Who cares?
I literally don't even know how to cut grass, and I've lived nowhere but the Midwest. So, boo.
I used to get paid to do our yard. I loved it.
Oh, one of your chores?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. We have a riding lawnmower because we have a huge, side yard. So, it was kind of fun. That's how I, learned how to drive, to be honest.
Oh, cute. We have a normal one, so that's why I never did it. Also, my dad's kind of like Jax, where he just likes to get out of the house.
Oh, I love to be around. Yeah, it's great. My dad does it way too often now that there's 9 people in my house, and the lawnmower just broke, to be honest, so he's a little distraught.
Just like Jax's lawnmower?
Yes, of course. Jax's lawnmower breaks, and he has to come in and chit-chat with the girls.
So Kristen's not okay.
No.
She is so sad, and Jax reads the text that Carter sent Bo, because, of course, the screenshot's getting around.
Well,
and
what's weird is, I'm shocked Kristen didn't know about this.
Same. But Kristen swooned a little about this text message, which I was like,
so
gross.
Weird. I'm like, this isn't even that great of a text message to be like, oh, my God, my hero.
I'm swooning. Whatever. So then we go to softball, which I freaking loved this.
It was pretty funny. I think I wanted more from this episode, but it was so much fun.
So, Sheena's, I have so many notes on the game, but I'll go as fast as I can. So, Sheena's a pitcher, but she does this little hop when she like pitches, which I hated because I was a pitcher-ish. I was kind of a pitcher. It's confusing.
Interesting.
I was mainly a catcher, but the last year I played softball, on the team you needed 2 pitchers, and we only had 1. So they, I don't want to say auditioned, made us try out for pitcher, and everyone on the team had to try.
Clearly and a softball guru with the audition.
Yeah, right? So I tried pitching, and I was super slow, to the point that you had hours. You had hours to hit my pitch, but I was super accurate, so they were all strikes. And my dad would always be like, your pitches defy gravity. That's how slow. But it was fast pitch softball. So everyone would walk up to the plate. I would pitch the ball. People would swing. And literally the ball barely was halfway to the plate. So I was one of the best pitchers in the league how slow it was.
Because you took the slow pitch route. You were a big change up right there, but for the whole game,
right?
Changing it up.
It was awesome. But yeah, I don't know why Sheena's hopping. Katie fucking hates softball, so she's just here to bitch and moan. And
which I loved. Really added some color.
So Tom Sandoval goes into why he picked black for Tom Tom's team uniform. And it's because it hides dirt, it's slimming, and it looks good. But then Sir happened to also pick black.
Pick the same color. Yep, of course. You've got a bunch of egotistical people on one field. They're all going to pick the same color.
The only difference was that Sir had shorts on, and Tom somewhere had baseball pants.
Yeah, they were dressed. They kind of take Sandoval's lead and they go all out, gotta do it all. But then the Sir girls have to wear the least amount of clothes as possible.
It was hilarious. So then Lisa comes. It's so exciting. I thought about
I love this.
It was so cute. She's so excited. But who's working at the restaurant?
Oh, good question. Maybe some restaurants are closed on Monday night.
Maybe.
This is a Monday afternoon softball game.
I mean, I understand Sir because I'm sure Lisa has her filming crew and then her backup crew.
Yeah, that's
Tom
true.
Tom, most of the Tom Tom employees we don't know. So I don't know who these people on the team were, and I don't know who is working at Tom Tom. So I was like, that's mainly my concern. But whatever, I don't really care.
Oh, that's a good point. I never really thought about that because at least during trips, whenever they all take the trips, you see the scatter to I need somebody to cover my shift. So you know there's other people who work there that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
But this was actually, there were a lot of people.
Yeah. So then Lisa says she's here to support because she loves team building activities. And we flash to past team building activities where basically everyone's hooking up and getting naked.
and just a lot of drinking, which I'm like, all right, yep, okay. So I forgot about all this.
So Lisa doesn't condone those, but she condones this. It's fine.
She's here for softball, even if they all suck. Not here for her coworkers or her employees all making out.
Yeah, honestly. So let's start the game. Sandoval is going to come up to pitch. He takes like at least 10 minutes practicing his swing. And then,
oh, my God.
And then
they're
doing
like
baton routines with his bat. Oh, my God. It was so funny. And then so, again, these Bravo editors are like my favorite people in the entire world. They do this whole thing where you have Max and Brett baseball cards, and they show,
yes,
like black and white old-timey video of this softball game that's happening. It was so, I don't even know what was said. It was just so funny.
It's Ariana who's giving that like recap, right?
Maybe.
I think it was her voiceover. They were like describing the players. She was like, "And you got," like trying to do a baseball announcer like voice.
I know, and she's like, and one of them will strike out. And it just shows Dana standing there.
Yeah, because that's right after Dana's like, if you slept with more than three people on the field, you're automatically out. And everybody was like, I was thinking the same thing.
But so then on the sidelines, Katie's sitting around eating her sunflower seeds. And
doing
James
what she does best, hanging out, bitching about the game.
So James comes to sit next to her, and my favorite, I love this whole conversation, but my favorite part is James sits down and he looks at Katie and goes, "How are you?" And Katie responds with, "This is boring," and starts laughing.
No, but this is even better. James is like, I was shocked to be invited, and Katie goes, "Yeah, I was shocked too."
But then she's laughing, like she's like, "Yeah, I agree," and then giggles. I think she's
like, okay.
Like, it was so funny. So then,
oh, God.
James tells Katie he's been sober for 28 days. You know, he understands what alcohol did to him, and he's really sorry. He apologizes to everything he said to Katie. It was, like, so heartfelt. I really saw him making amends.
And he said in his, he said in his interview, he was like, you know, part of going to AA is you have to make it to amends with the people you've wronged. And he was like, Katie is high on that list. Of course, he gets a great but horrible flashbacks of all the mean things that James has said.
Oh, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
Congratulations. And then, you shouldn't really wear those shorts, honey. They're not flattering.
But
it's
Katie's
so
like,
bad.
I've heard this apology before. This is the last one. And I was like nervous for James, but he was like, no, this is the last one. Like, I know I've done wrong. Like, I truly am so sorry. He was so heartfelt here, and I was so happy Katie took it seriously, but also like, did want a real apology. Like, she wasn't just going to be like, okay, it's fine. She was just like, okay, I want this to be the last one, and I like want to move forward. I thought this was really great.
Oh, I know. I was so happy. I was like, Katie, thank you for accepting it. And even in her interview, she was like, I accept his apology. I want to move forward. I hope this time he sticks with it, you know, like what's done is done.
Yeah.
Also, I loved it.
Right after this, Jeremy scores a home run. This is why
I know.
I was like, wow, these people, half of these people seem like they're pretty good at some like sports, and half of these people I can't even speak about because it's just insane.
So Sir's killing it, right? They're like up by four at this point. And what was it that I just have? Charlie didn't have a dad growing up, .. What was that joke?
Oh, man, I didn't write it down, but I remember that.
It was something like, maybe I'm really good at baseball because I didn't have a dad growing up. Just kidding,
oh,
and I was talking
about,
who?
She was talking about how she was good, like, she played softball. Both her and Sheena played softball in high school, and so they were talking about it. And Charlie, like, it's like, maybe I'm so good at sports because, like, I didn't have a dad growing up. Just kidding. And I was like, okay, wait, so you did have a dad, or like, that's not why you're good at sports?
I don't think she had a dad growing up, because that's a really weird joke to say if you did have a dad growing up. But also, Charlie's not really a comedian, so I just cringed. And also, it was a horrible joke.
I don't think I just don't know. I honestly think she meant it as a joke, and she does have a dad, but she's just terrible at this stuff. She's so out of touch. Remember, it's she crazy. Does have an avocado for the first time this year.
I don't know. This girl's so weird. She scares me. But so Brett walks up to bat, and he's like, "Hey, Lisa, this is for you."
And he's like, "I'm gonna make you proud."
He blushes a little, and then we get the big montage of Sandoval.
Wait, no, but no, literally, when Brett steps up and says, "I'm gonna make you proud of me," Lisa goes, "You don't need to impress me."
Peterson replies.
Yeah. R.I.P. I mean, Brett kind of is a younger Peter.
He is. He just works with Sarah and flirts with Lisa all day. That's all Peter did.
But yeah, this Sandoval competitiveness montage is, there was a lot going on. I didn't even know how to, like, take it in.
I loved just the, Schwartz, what are you doing?
He's like, that's not how the rule works. You can't bunt. And Jax is like, I highly doubt he knows all the rules of softball. Actually,
I know
he doesn't know how, which I was kind of with Jax on this. It's like, okay, first off, calm down. There's no way you know all these rules. Stop spitting them out. We're just playing like a kind of like a fun game. Who cares if somebody bunted?
Also, Jax, great. He goes, if I need to know how to get bronzer on my calf, I'm going to call Sandoval. If I need to know all the rules to a softball game, I'm not going to call Sandoval. And I have to give it to Jax. I think he knows more about softball than Sandoval would.
I agree. I'm sure Jax has played in more rec leagues than Sandoval has.
But Sandoval cracked me up. He is so competitive, and his team is just going to get their asses handed to him.
Oh, 100%. But Jax is like, I wouldn't even trade anyone on my team for you, not even Raquel. And Raquel's like, hey,
excuse me? And then she goes, you haven't even seen me bat. And she goes, I can be really competitive. You don't know competitive until you've seen the pageant circuit.
I was like, oh, honey. I kind of wish they would have shown us a clip with her in the pageant circuit, because I'm sure it gets nasty, but when you get a hit and then you prance to the base, doesn't really scream competitive.
She leaped. She leaped. It was beautiful. I loved it. I loved that she hit the ball. Everyone's like, run, Raquel! And she put her bat down, and then she leaped all the way, and it looked like she made it to second base, and then she did a high kick. She's so good at softball. Like, my girl, Raquel.
I was like, that is
double.
How do you say F you, Jax? I deserve to be on this team.
I love Raquel. So then my next favorite moment, Sheena is pitching. Ariana steps up to the plate. Tom yells, Ariana, it's all up to you. And she goes, no, it shouldn't be up to me. And she's very open about how much she sucks at softball. So this is no surprise. And so Sheena goes, Ariana, BFF showdown, you ready? And Ariana goes, no.
Ariana couldn't, like, Katie doesn't want to be there, but Ariana's trying to be present and not be helpful. Like, she's just not helpful, but she's trying to be present in it. And it's like, oh, no, I'm in the worst position being, like, in a relationship with the most competitive person on the team.
I know, because she, like, has to play, and she's so bad. So I think she strikes out. And sort of, celebrates or whatever. And Ariana is, like, pretending to be mad. And she throws her bat. And it hits her right in the face. And when I first
show it, like, four times.
Showed the clip, I was like, did Ariana just hit herself in the face? And then it cuts to Ariana going, I'm really bad at softball. And then it shows, like, it, like, circles Ariana in light
slow-mo
of how she throws her bat down and it just hits her in the face. And then everyone's like, Ariana, you're bleeding. And she's just like, with a mouth full of blood.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, Sir chanting, clean our bathroom.
It was all perfect because then Katie is like, Ariana, you're really freaking me out. And Tom Sandoval, like, grabs Ariana's face, and he's like, oh, my God. And she's cracking up. She's like, I can't believe
I did
this. It looks
so bad, but I guess she's either really tough or it's not that crazy.
It was so funny. And that, my friends, was one of the best episodes of this season.
Whoop, whoop. I'm still just like, okay.
It was so fun. So next
I need
time,
some drama.
No, I had so much fun with this episode. So next time, Stassi talks to Dana about the love triangle.
Oh, this is great.
Raquel shares her love for working at Sir, and James is trying to get back in. Sheena invites Brett to shoot a sex music video.
That was so
uncomfortable. I'm so scared. And Jax is angry all the time, which makes Brittany cry because Jax is literally going off the deep end.
This looks horrific, and it kind of makes
you
think that the rumors that Jax and Brittany might break up are kind of true.
But they're quarantined together right now, aren't they?
I guess, but so are Jay and Kristen. Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, you're right. So I watched this video, and it was like Jax Taylor ranks or like gives his opinion on all the Vanderpump Rules couples, including his own. So
oh
he basically
God.
Went through all these couples, like guessing if they're going to stay together or not.
Yeah.
And the ones that stood out to me was like, Ken and Lisa are going to be together forever. Kristen and Carter. He said Carter needs to go, like, get a job and start paying his own bills because where Jax comes from, the man is supposed to provide. And he
Jax,
needs,
you
Carter
work
needs
at
to
a bar.
Care. Oh, my God, I want to be like, you are so misogynistic. He's like, I'm old school. Men are supposed to provide. And I was like, you can barf right in my face. That is disgusting.
Listen, I get being like, you need to help provide. You know, like, where I'm from, like, a man needs to, like, be actively involved in the finances. But, like, he's just so annoying.
Yeah. But then
Carter does have a job. Isn't he, like, a videographer person?
Yeah, he's like a photographer or something.
It's like, he has more of a job than you do, Jax. Okay, back up.
He said that Tom and Ariana are glorified roommates.
Oh, God.
When asked about Tom and Katie, he goes, oh, I just hope my boy Tom is... You know what? They're fine. Never mind. They're fine. So I don't know what is going on
Weird.
There.
Weird.
When asked about Stassi and Bo, he said Stassi's a very hard person to handle, but he thinks that Stassi and Bo will be together for a while. And then
this
when asked
so
about
odd.
Himself, he said that him and Brittany both don't believe in divorce because divorce is when people quit on things and then their marriage was a sham from the beginning. And so even if they're miserable together, they're not going to get divorced, which I was like, that sounds awful.
Well, it doesn't matter to Jax because he can sleep with other people even if he's in a relationship. He's fine.
So maybe him and Brittany will never get divorced.
Interesting. He'll just be the type who has, like,
this, yeah.
Oh, like, everybody has an, like, he has a mistress on the side. There's always at least one mistress, and then, like, they just have their family life together.
Freaking barf.
Yuck. Yeah. Well, who would you accept in Black this week? This one's an interesting one.
Oh, I know. This one was really hard. Can I start with accepted?
Yeah.
I think we have the same one, and if we do, like, yes.
No, because I didn't like this episode, so I'm like, this usually I have an inkling of who I would, at least one of them.
I'm accepting Stassi. She got the ring, baby. She got that ring. She freaking loved it. We are here for it. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's
I
it.
I feel you. Oh, man. I feel like this one's tough, but I'm going to go with James because I feel like he's doing great as per usual this season. He's very happy. He's so thankful to be part of this softball game. And he did something that was really hard and make amends with Katie, which, like, I feel like I would have been scared to go and do that because you don't know how somebody's going to react. Like, she could have so easily just blown him off and be like, I've heard this before. No, I'm not accepting your apology. But
Katie's
really,
fucking scary.
I know. I really think he truly thought about what he did, too. And, like, actually does regret it. Isn't just saying sorry just because he needs to say sorry and get in people's good graces.
Okay. Do you want to block first? Or do you want me to block
Blocking's difficult because this
I love everyone. But sorry,
in this episode, but I'm blocking Carter. He ruined their proposal day, basically. Not, like, truly ruined, but, like, take a beat and, like, this isn't about you. Like, if Kristen had, like, sent that text, I kind of would have gotten it because she's so hurt and, like, in the moment. But it's like, Carter, you're a step away, and, like, just because you had to come pick up the dogs because Kristen's upset doesn't mean you need to, like, rage text two people on their engagement day.
I have to agree with you. One, because I loved this episode so much and I loved everyone in it that I can't even think of one person I would want to block. But two, fuck you, Carter, for ruining my girl Stassi's day, or trying to, because you didn't. She had a great fucking day anyway, looking over the mountains at Villa Rosa and yelling that she's engaged. Better than Brittany did outside her apartment window, I might add. This was so much better.
Way better view.
But you can screw yourself, Carter. Get out of our lives. No one wants you anymore.
Yeah, we don't even, like, we don't even really have to see you much, but we're tired of you being brought up.
We're tired of you being in Vanderpump. Get out.
Yeah, just get out of California. The whole thing,
like,
just leave.
He's like the ghost of Vanderpump that we never see, but that haunts us anyway.
The worst. I'd rather have, like, Laura Lee. I'd rather have Patrick. I'd rather have
Frank.
Other people.
Well, tis another end to a great episode.
A somewhat okay episode.
I will agree to disagree.
Tell us what you think, everybody. Did you love it, or did you somewhat like it?
Are you team Meredith or Alicia? No one's going to be on my team. This story, this episode did absolutely nothing for the plot, like you said. I just had so much fun.
I know. I'm happy you enjoyed it. It was, like, fine. I didn't hate watching it, but I was a little bored.
I'm in it to win it.
I was just watching, I guess, but everybody agree with me.
Before we end the episode, I want to beg people. So we are at 22 review or ratings.
We need three more
to hit my goal. And I'm going to beg for good reviews. I swear to God, if people keep giving us bad reviews, we're going to get kicked off Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
and
okay.
We have
people
so much fun doing
this week to week. You don't need to leave a comment. It's fine. Just go hit that 5 stars.
But we would love to read any, like, fun things you think about us, and we're, like, really nice things, because our confidence really took a beating from that last one.
I agree. Yeah. We could just, one comment, like, would be great. We
and
wouldn't
the
even
last,
your name next time.
The last review we had was so nice, where she gave us 5 stars. She gave us really positive feedback, but she also let us know what we could be doing better, and we've really tried to fix that. The commercial thing, we think, has been fixed.
And if not, let us know.
Just yell at us from now on.
You can also join our Facebook group and let us know in there.
Yeah, please. Please give us other opinions. I'm glad we finally had differing opinions, Meredith.
I know. Normally we're so obsessed with Dana because she is great reviewer.
Ginger
666, putting you on blast.
Well,
a successful week. Hopefully we'll be together soon.
I doubt we'll be together by the time this is, the season
finale.
But maybe by the reunion?
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe we could do a reunion.
We're definitely hoping for next season.
Yes. We could live stream the reunion, maybe, or, I don't know, next season. Obviously, like, we want to do old season, so eventually maybe, like, we'll do a live one with that if you guys,
yeah,
like,
that's
know.
True.
You guys
we're
want to
start
talk about
season one, and we're going to go back.
Oh, my God, we're going to see brunette Stassi. Yes. So excited. Oh, my God, I can't wait to watch Sandoval and Kristen date again.
Oh, Lord, too much. This is for a whole other hour of discussion.
All right, well, everyone stay safe out in quarantine. Don't touch the Rona. And we will see you, or not see you guys next week.
You
we will
listen to us next week.
Bye, guys.